Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Dear Diary.
Boy, summer seems to be in full swing, you know. Spent some time down at the lake, you know. Baking in front of the sun, looking at my Where's Waldo book. You know, one thing I'm not too fond of with the whole, sitting by the lake thing. What's up with all these motherfuckers and the goddamn jet skis all over the place? They're fucking loud as shit, annoying as hell. You know, lakes, the sound travels for 50 miles, so it's just like mosquitoes in my fucking ear the whole time. I'm leafing through trying to find Waldo, and I'm like, well, he's not next to the lemonade stand. He's not over there eating the snow cone. Whole time this is going on, I can't even concentrate on where the fuck Waldo is, because all I hear is people got no fucking respect, you know? What else, Diary? I've been watching a lot of baseball, mostly because I've been having some really bad insomnia lately, and I really need something that'll put me to sleep. And baseball, boring as shit. You sit there and watch a dude throw a ball for like 20 minutes, and then the guy that he's throwing the ball at sits down, and then another dude strolls up, and he got another 20 minutes of this jackass hucking a fucking ball, you know? If I wanted to watch two grown men playing catch, maybe I'd join that little brothers and sisters club. Or the YMCA, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, Diary. Also, I'm stoked for this Sunday Shark Week starts up, man. Damn sharks, they're both awesome and fucking horrifying. They scare the shit out of me. Every time I'm sitting next to the lake, you know, I'm hoping that one of them sharks will just jump up and eat the shit out of one of them motherfuckers driving them ski-doos all over the place. Just be fun to watch some asshole get mutilated by a shark, you know? Some people deserve it. People on them fucking jet skis. If you want to know how to liven up a fucking baseball game, too, I mean, you could just throw sharks into the mix. Like, maybe there's a little moat around the diamond, and if the ball falls into the fucking moat, you gotta swim around the base paths one time, but the catch is there's a shark in there with you, and he hasn't eaten in a week. You know, by the end of the game, he might be full. Maybe you'd stand a better chance. I don't know, it's just a suggestion. Either that, or let him take the fucking steroids again. Because it was way goddamn funner to watch baseball when these fucking roid freaks were just jacking the ball over the fucking fence every 5 seconds. That was fun to watch. That was entertaining. I don't know if the baseball people know that their game is a game. Like, it's supposed to be fucking entertaining to watch. Not just a bunch of overpaid jackasses playing catch all fucking day. Also, aside from that, you'll be excited to know, Diary, that Bill Cosby is gonna do the pudding commercials again. Isn't that fucking awesome? Bill Cosby's like the coolest guy ever, you know. I tell you the truth, I was kind of scared of black people until he started doing them Pudding Pops commercials, and I was just like, all right, I think I can identify, you know. Finally, They found a black spokesman who speaks to me personally. Now, if they could just bring back the Cosby Show, everything would be great. I know he's like 150 years old. He's probably not as agile as he once was. But, you know, you put Bill on the couch there, put a pudding pop in his mouth, and let Theo come in and, you know, do something crazy-ish. Theo walks in and, maybe Theo's joined a gang and he wants Rudy to be one of his bitches. You know, I'm no writer, but, you know, it sounds entertaining to me. Anyways, you're probably sick of me jabbering on. I'm gonna go back out and enjoy the sun. I'll catch you on the flip side, motherfucker.